Welcome to the Christian Youth Camp Podcast. At Camp Chioka, it has been our mission for over 50 years to lead campers into a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ and each other. These conversations share the heart of our camp family in efforts to lead us all into a deeper relationship with the Lord. I met Brittany Motes just 1 year ago, and I have been in absolute awe watching the Spirit move through her this past year as she now works full-time for camp as staff coordinator. She'll talk with us today about learning to see God as her Father and how we are His beloved children. Brittany is creative and kind and humble, and every single time I FaceTime her, I take notes because I'm in awe of what God is teaching her. Today, Brittany will also share with you her journey through Camp Chioka and embracing God in lonely places. She's been such an encourager to all of us on staff this summer, and I hope that she encourages each of you today in your own way. Brittany Motes, take four, and welcome to the Christian Youth Camp Podcast.
Hello, I'm so excited to be here.
So what has God taught you through Camp Chioka?
Man, that is a hard question to answer simply. Because this year was my first year working year-round on staff, and I just learned so much about who God is and who He says I am.
Yeah.
At the end of last summer, I had someone, a mentor, come to me and say, Brittany, you're really good at letting God be God, but you're really bad at letting Him be your Father. And that really hit me because I didn't have the best father, earthly father, as an example. So just this year, learning how that led to how I viewed God and how I could let Him, like, love me, like, His fatherly love towards us.
Yes.
And so this year, stepping into this new role of staff coordinator, turned into also leading media team, programs team. It's evolved into lots of things. But my main job title is staff coordinator.
Yeah.
And just not being super confident in my own skills. And I love art, I love drawing, and that's a big part of my job here. But I wasn't super confident in that. So this year has been, again, first really digging into His fatherly love and learning and really trusting, okay, He is who He says He is, and I am who He says I am. And He calls me, and First John 3:1 says, you are a child of God, and so you are.
Yes.
And it's nothing to do with what I do, and if me being good enough, I am because He says I am. And so that was really beautiful to see and, like, kind of work into the retreat this fall. I got to help plan that. And we focused on Jeremiah 1, where it talks about how God created us in our mother's womb, and He knew us, and He set us apart before He even created us in our mother's womb. So that's just crazy that He knew me before He even created me, and I don't know, that's crazy to learn about.
You've really convicted me with that, and so you are. I think because it's on your water bottle. I'm waiting for it to be on mine. But just remembering, we can think all these things about ourselves, and then we go back to, God says I'm a child, and so I am. Like, this is the truth. We can't always trust our feelings.
Oh, yes.
Like, this is what we go back to.
Yes, feelings are liars, let me tell you.
They can be a gift, but a lot of the times, we walk straight back to truth. So, being staff coordinator, I know you've been checking in on a lot of people, and what has that experience of leadership and also friendship looked like for you?
Yeah, that was something really scary to step into, you know, being a counselor last year and then stepping into more of a leadership role. I'm like, okay, I want to be these people's friends, but I also want to be their leader.
Yes.
And then also, I was really hard on myself of, okay, I don't have a normal personality of what you would think a leader would be. I'm more shy. I'm not super outgoing. I'm not loud. Like, I'm trying to talk loud into this microphone so you can hear me. So wrestling through that was really cool to learn. I'm sorry, what was your question?
You're good. Like staff coordinator and just like leading.
I'm super blessed down here to be surrounded by so many good leaders. And one day, all of those negative thoughts of, I can't do this, I'm not qualified, I can't do this, was just overwhelming. So I cleared my schedule and I called every person I knew that was just a great leader. And I was like, what do you think makes a good leader? How do you see like Jesus being a good leader? Like what can we learn from him? All these things, and learned so much from all those people, and just gave me so much confidence through that. And just little things of like leaders are learners, lots of little things. And getting to talk to Sadie, because Sadie's team, she's the youngest on her team, and she's also best friends with them. So that's been a really cool person to go and talk to about that. And it's just been crazy.
That's something I admire and respect so much about you, is that you seek counsel and you seek wisdom. And you're like, okay, I'm going to set aside a whole day to learn. Because I would just keep trying to like run and figure it out myself. But you're like, no, I'm going to go back and like address this so that I can do better and be better. And I know you've been like calling staff to check in on them. Yes. So like, what does that look like for you?
Yes. So right now when we're filming this and recording this podcast, we have, the summer's been crazy. Yes. We brought our whole staff in for staff training end of the week. Someone tested positive, so we had to move camp now to July. Most of our staff went home to quarantine, so then we're able to have camp in July. So now I've been going through calling, checking up on everyone, seeing if they're coming back to camp. And it has just been so, so cool to see everyone's joy and positivity. Yeah. And like God's peace is just surrounding all of us. Like this did not like surprise God. God knew this was coming. And so we can just all feel that. And everyone's joy, even sweet Chelsea, I was talking to her yesterday, and her joy of, even though she can't come back to camp in July because of school and because her parents don't feel it safe, so she's not safe, but like she's
respecting them. Yeah.
Yeah, they are just a little worried. So respecting them, but she's so joyful, like seeing camp and seeing God move at camp. And yes, that's just so cool to see everyone's joy and peace that God is giving. And I think we've all really learned in this situation that peace doesn't come from knowledge. It doesn't come from knowing what's about to happen. Peace comes from God. So that's how we can have peace and trust God through the uncertainty.
Absolutely. And Chelsea has just been so sweet. Shout out to Chelsea. I think she's texted like all of us to check in and make sure we're all finding joy. Brittany found a staff Bible or a Bible in the Lost and Found. Do you want to read like what it has about joy?
Holy ground. All the campers know what that
Shout out to Philippians for such good content. And I think Chelsea just did her soap on that. And fun fact, literally like the first week of camp last year, I was like, I really just want scripture to cling to like for a long time. And I started reading Philippians 4, and I have reread it basically every single day since last summer. And I still haven't unpacked what God's teaching me through it, but every single morning, the first thing I read is that. And it keeps coming up with so many staff members, which is incredible.
Yes. So this stems from Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. First of all, I love how simple that is. Sometimes we just overcomplicate everything, and it's so good to come back to those simple truths that we can cling on to. And this is like a study Bible. So what it says about that little part talks about joy. It says, joy permeates this prison letter of Paul. Even though he knew that his life could end at any moment, Paul rejoiced whenever Christ was preached, whenever he saw people living in a Christian manner, and whenever he heard good news about the churches. Over and over, Paul challenged the Philippians to rejoice because of the incomparable benefits of knowing Jesus. The encouragement, the comfort, the tenderness that flows out of an intimate relationship with Jesus. That joy, a joy in spite of difficult circumstances and people and temptations, is ours for the taking today. Yes. Oh, my word, I just want to read that every single day.
Amen.
It's just so beautifully worded.
Yeah, and we're talking about like that joy is ours, and we see it a lot in people like Chelsea just celebrating what's happening here. And we see it alive in camp, and that we can celebrate other camps and that God's moving there. And we were talking about this earlier, but like as one body of believers, like just Jesus, no isms, and finding joy in that. Like, do you want to talk kind of to that and what camp means to you in that way?
Yes, that's something I love about Camp Chioka, is how we don't focus on anything other, like other things. We just simply focus on Jesus and not the isms, everything. And we also just want to gather all the churches in our community and just come together. And I just think that's so beautiful because in this world full of comparison and division, I think it's just such a beautiful place where everyone comes together. And, you know, everyone knows camp, even like non-Christian camps, everyone can be who they are at camp and they're welcome there. And like, I feel like it's just a step up of like, you're welcome there, welcome here because of who you are. And then like, everyone's welcome. I don't know.
Yes, I love that so much. And was definitely one of the most influential things for me coming here was how beautiful that was. And then to see it actually played out last summer was incredible because I was nervous about like all the denominations and all the thoughts and all the things. But John Luke said one time, this isn't a church camp, this is a Jesus camp.
Yes.
And I was like, love that. I'm in the right place. Like, I just love that.
And I love, sorry.
You can write ahead, Brittany.
And I just have loved seeing in John Luke's leadership, in our board's leadership, them really playing out this joy and this trust in God through these crazy uncertain times of they're just so excited to have camp and these campers and just trusting God with every decision that they're making. It's just so cool to see played out in this crazy time.
Absolutely. So how did you end up at Camp Chioga now that you're here for a year?
Yes, that is, I don't really know. God is the only explanation. So I'm from Dayton, Ohio, which is about 14 hours away from here. What is that, 2 years ago now? Whenever that was, fall time. Yeah. I randomly found Camp Chioga on Instagram, I think. Applied just for fun, not expecting it. A couple months later, got a random phone call after I had just had surgery. Long story with that. So I was like a little loopy. Answered a random phone call and it's like, hey, this is John Luke calling to do your phone interview. And I said, for what? Completely forgot about this camp. And so he said, for Camp Chioga, are you ready? I said, okay.
Sure.
Then I didn't think I got it. Got the job then, a couple weeks later, called me, said, hey, I'd love to have you at camp. And there was a lot of, like, difficulty in making that decision because I'm the only Christian in my family, so they really did not understand, Brittany, why are you going so far away for such a long time? You don't know anyone. And it was just the peace that surpasses all understanding. I was like, I don't have an answer, but I just feel like I should go there.
Yes.
And I was also in a season of my life where I was couch hopping for a whole year. And that is another crazy story. So it just lined up perfectly. Like, there had been so many closed doors to where I was couch hopping and I didn't have anything lined up for the summer. So it just felt right to like step into that. And the way I viewed it was I would be in the woods, like in the wilderness, sitting at Jesus' feet for 2 months. I would have a solid bed to sleep in for 2 months. I would have 3 meals a day for 2 months. And I got to talk to kids about Jesus every single day. So I was like, how can I say no to this?
Brittany, I'm literally crying because I remember you saying that last year, like, just so innocently in the Brittany way that you do. You're like, I know where I'm sleeping for months, and, like, there's literally food just being made for us. And I was just in awe of you, like, from that very moment. But continue.
You're going to make me cry. So it was so cool to come down here and work last summer. And then I had just planned on coming for 2 months. End of the summer came. John Luke said, he came up to me randomly and said, what's your plans for after camp? And I said, well, I'm not feeling super peaceful about school. I don't know what I'm doing with that. And then all my stuff was in a storage unit up there. Didn't know where I was living when I got home.
Because you had just finished your sophomore year of college, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yep. And then the next day he said, hey, can you meet me in my office after our staff meeting? Yep, okay. Staff meeting ends, walk in there, sit down, and we just kind of look at each other. I'm like, okay, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
And he just looks at me and says, Brittany, what do you think about moving here this fall, living here, working for camp year-round? And I just said, okay, I would love to. And he said, okay, we'll talk about details later. And I walked out of there, and I could not believe what came out of my mouth, because I am a six. I am a worrier. I'm a planner. I cannot make decisions. I can't even make a decision about what I'm going to drink for, drink at lunch. Yes. And so I was just so thankful in that moment. I was like, God, you just, it's just crazy when he gives you the peace of just, like, knowing. And everything, like, looking and reflecting, this whole year I've been reflecting on that year before making that decision of moving down here, of, like, all the doors that he closed. And in the moment when those doors closed, I was so upset and sad and not understanding, because the things I'd been praying for, like, over and over and over didn't happen. And now just being so thankful, like, God, thank you for being such a good father and knowing the desires of my heart, that you saw what I was praying for. And what I was praying for was good, but by you saying no, you were like, I'm going to say no now because I have something greater for you planned.
Yes.
Something that you're going to love even more. And so now it's just taught me to not be sad when doors close, mm-hmm. but to celebrate when doors close. Because I'm just so excited to see what God has planned.
And that's something you said to me over FaceTime once that we both have written down now, is celebrate the victories before they happen. Because, like, that's who our God is. He's a God of victory.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, not just for himself, but in our own lives. Because he wants us to bring glory to the kingdom. He wants us to do good things. So he's going to lead us
mm-hmm.
to where we need to be. So I know you, like, cowtopped, and now you lived in Louisiana. But even this first year here was hard for you in a lot of ways. And it was so special, like, for me to be able to watch that from afar, but also, like, I just want to be with her. So can you talk about, like, finding your home in the Lord and the process of that?
Yes. So, again, okay, here I got 2 months of stability. Now I've got a whole year of stability. I'm living with two mama, and I was so excited to have, like, a home.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to find my peace in that. And then I moved down here and super busy with work and everything, but I wasn't finding, like, friends. It was so hard to find friends. And all of you guys, all my counselor friends, left. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Like,
everyone left and went home to their home states or back to their colleges. And I was just left alone here. I was like, wow, I didn't even think about this part of it.
Yeah, no one else lives here year round.
Yeah. So it was actually, like, one of my most lonely years. But it made me realize, oh my word, I'm finding so much of my worth, and being accepted by people and all of those things. And so it went from being a really lonely year and, like, fighting those battles and those lies in my head, but coming back to, okay, how can I find my worth in Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
What does Jesus say about me? And just God built my confidence, not in myself, but in who he is and who he's made me to be and the skills and passions that he's given me, that, yes, I can do a good job at my job at camp because he's given me the skills for it.
Yes.
And just really leaning into that. So I've come out of this year so much more confident in who God has made me to be. And it's just crazy. And it, like, my lonely year was actually such a cool time to just spend the whole year with God. Because in those times I would have been hanging out with friends, I was at home reading my Bible.
Yes.
And it was such a sweet time. And during staff training, I always start to get, like, a sinus infection when I come out to camp. I think it's all the dust. And I'm just allergic to Louisiana.
Yeah.
So my voice is kind of hoarse. And I remember coming up to you and saying, Megan, like, I know this sounds really weird, but my voice sounds different when I talk, like, because I'm hoarse, like, I can hear the difference, but when I'm talking, I don't hear that. I see it as, like, I'm hearing how God has changed me, how I'm so much, like, more confident than I was last year. Last year, guys, I was the most shy counselor out here.
That's where I was shocked, like, when John Luke offered, like, I was so excited for you, but also I'm like, pretty hardly talk this summer.
I know it, and that's a whole nother thing that we can go on, how good of a leader John Luke is,
mm-hmm.
and how he's such a humble servant to the Lord, and just, oh my word. But Yeah, so that was such a cool, like, I just saw that as, like, a little gift from God of, like, thank you for me, like, being able to hear that you have made this change in my heart. And
yes. That's what's cool is, like, you hear that, but also I hear it, like, literally in your voice, the change that God's mm-hmm. done. Because you're still quiet, but, like, last year you were just very shy, and you still mm-hmm. had that same timid spirit, but you speak with confidence and courage and boldness mm-hmm. because you know the word of God, you know who you are, but you also know who the people you're talking to are, and you know who God calls them to be, so you always want to acknowledge, like, their identity in that.
Yes.
In everything you say.
And I would love to just speak to our campers right now of, like, you are who God made you to be, and you don't have to try to be like other people. And when I was doing all that research about leaders and stuff, we talked about the Enneagram a lot and how we're all different, and we're all different numbers, but Jesus is all the numbers equally, and so he knows each of us. Anyways, just be confident in who God made you to be, and you're not going to look like other people, and that's okay. And even though I talk more, I'm more confident now, I'm still meek, and I'm still shy sometimes, and that's okay. That's not a bad thing. I'm not going to be the loudest person in the room, but that's not who God made me to be. So just be who you are.
Absolutely. It's been so beautiful watching you, like, step in to embracing who God made you to be, and, like, makes all the new counselors so you want to step into that, and realizing if we were all the loudest person in the room would be really unpleasant to be in.
Yeah.
Like, we need every personality. We need just all the things to make it work, which I see so much on our staff, like how our gifts complement each other so beautifully.
Yes. It's like the same thing where it talks about in the Bible of each member makes up the body. It's like every number of the Enneagram makes up Jesus. Like, we need all the numbers to look like him.
Yes.
So in our staff, we need everyone and everyone's different skills. Bring it all to the table, because that's how we're going to look like Jesus.
Absolutely. Together. And kind of the last two questions that we ask everyone, mm-hmm. if you could go back and tell yourself anything before coming to camp, after you stayed at that Airbnb in Memphis, what would you go back and tell yourself that day that you showed up to Two Mamas Pool wearing your overalls, as I so distinctly remember for some reason?
Yes. Oh, man. Should have thought about this beforehand.
I should have told you before.
I think I would tell myself simply just rejoice in the hard times, because it's going to make you trust God more. And I wouldn't want to, like, tell myself anything that was about to happen, because I'd want to let myself walk through each of those stages, because, like we talked about last year, it was really hard. But I would never trade that for the world, because it was only climbing up that hard mountain that I got to stand at the top and look at the view from up there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely. It was just so beautiful watching you throughout the summer, like, walk through hard things. And I always say we get to camp and we're the best version of ourselves, but also so many things come to surface.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, like, all these hard conversations and all these hard prayers,
mm-hmm.
but they're just so necessary for the freedoms, like, at the end of summer.
Yeah.
And then what do you want to tell yourself months from now when there's no campers, there's no staff, and it's just the crew back in the office?
I would want to tell myself to remember in this time period right now, just the peace. I know I keep talking about God's peace, but that's just what God has been showing me in this season of the peace that is surrounding camp in this uncertain time. And just remembering how God has shown up in every moment, in every curve that's been thrown at us throughout this summer, that God is there for us. And I would say that camp is marked by the favor of God, because you cannot look at a single part of camp, even like the smallest little thing, you cannot look at and not see God's hand in it. And I always talk about how we are in the providence of God, and so we can never step outside of God's providence, and the root word of providence is provide. So God is going to provide for what he plans. So
yes, absolutely. And I've had so much peace about what's happening, even when we literally think we're getting campers the next day or when we don't know who's leaving or
18
not.
18 hours away
from yes. So just so many things being stripped away, but just have had peace that I'm here and about peace about, like, God knows what's going on and just wanting to go to him in prayer and wanting to seek him in his word like never before.
Yeah. And
obviously, I'm sad about things that have happened this summer, and I've only been here for a month, though, planning. Mm-hmm. So then I think it's like you and Reese and John, Luke, and Carrie who have been here for a year planning for this, and the fact that y'all still have peace who have been here for a year for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing that he still brought us together has been so beautiful to witness.
Yes. Yeah. Like, bringing all the staff in for staff training, that wasn't an accident. Like, I was talking to Chelsea again on the phone about how staff training really went not to plan. Like,
at all.
What we talked about, the discussions we had, was not to plan. But yet we were still planning on having high school camp that next week. But we had, like, so much peace. And, like, I just feel like God was just leading John Luke, like, a different direction than we had planned.
Yeah.
And just seeing now how that worked out so well to where those conversations really brought all of us together and really just built our relationships, our friendships, so much more than what we had planned. So now, with those people who can't come back this summer, now we've built that relationship and they're coming back next summer. And it's just so beautiful what God did.
Yes, because I know when I got out of school in the spring, I had so many regrets about the way that I had spent that semester.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just so many things that I could go back and focus on the people. And then I look at staff training, and everyone I've talked to has said they have no regrets about staff training. I feel like everyone showed up here. They were themselves. Just even though we never actually went through a day of camp and did a lot of the things we were supposed to.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre now. Like, we have no regrets because we're focused on one another and we built those relationships. And, like, if camp was supposed to be canceled 3 months ago, it would have been. But, like, we were all supposed to be in that time and space together.
It literally felt like a piece of heaven on earth.
Yes.
I've never had, because, what, there's 52, like, plus leadership, so, like, 60 people here. It just felt so united. I've never felt that in that big of a group of people before, like a staff group before. It was wild.
It was insane. I'm like, I cannot imagine if we would have all stayed here. What insanity would have happened for us to all become even closer than we were. I'm going to look for that quote that John Luke said. Here it is. Because I know it was heavy on all of our hearts, like, all the things happening. This is when, like, riots were starting everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
COVID was getting really bad, or getting worse. And John Luke read a quote. It says, "Are we cutting ourselves off from the world?" And Sherlock Holmes responded, "We are not cut off from the world. We are engaged in creating one actually worth living in." And it's from Elementary Season 2, Episode 3, whatever show that is. And that was just so convicting to me because I felt like some sort of, like, guilt about being here while the rest of the world seemed like it was falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, no, we're creating a world worth living in by creating this culture here that we can go out and spread.
Yes. And I think that's, like, one of also the biggest things I've learned from camp and from John Luke, how he says camp is the real world. He always says camp is the real world. This is how we should treat people and love people. And I always think of that scripture. It says speak in songs and psalms or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just speaking in truth to one another. And I've just learned that in any situation, whether you're at camp or not, you can create that culture. And you can create that real world in a sense of how you treat people. You can just share the light and the love of God. You can walk as children of light.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really awesome.
Yeah, that's something I definitely want to encourage our campers listening in, is they can show people the part of you that loves Jesus and step into places, like, with the freedom of the Lord. And, like, you're not auditioning, but you already have the part to be who you are.
Yeah, and actions speak louder than words. So you being who you are, being confident in who, one, God is confident then in who God made you to be. He calls you a child. He calls you a child of light. And just walking in that and just not being afraid of the world and what, because he tells us the world is a dark place, but
we
you
should
can
not
walk
be surprised.
In, yes, but you walk confidently into that with your light, and it's just going to shine. And where light is, darkness cannot be. So just walk in that confidence.
I love that so much. Can I pray for us, Brittany?
Yes,
I
yes.
love you.
I love you too.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you are a good dad, and we thank you that you call us your beloved daughters and sons. Thank you so much for teaching Brittany how to let you be both God and her dad, and we pray that over campers, that they would let you be their father, that they would let themselves be loved by you. God, you call us your children, and so we are. We pray that over our campers, that they would know they're your beloved children. Thank you so much for bold faith and faith that says yes and faith that steps out into new things. Thank you for making that spirit of faith alive in Brittany and all the wonderful things that have happened at camp through that faith. Lord, we pray that anyone listening would be inspired by her yes, that any yes that you're calling them to, that your Holy Spirit would just act through them in a spirit of obedience to the things that you have. God, thank you so much that our home is not in this world, but that our home is in you, and that that home is one of peace and love and joy and grace and forgiveness. God, we thank you that we can have pieces of heaven on earth, that we can bring part of that home to earth. Thank you so much that you change our voice. Thank you that you give us courage. Thank you that, just thank you for all the ways that you work in our lives that others can see, and others can see our testimonies and be drawn back to the heart of the Father. God, we love you so much. We thank you for camp. We thank you for our campers. We thank you that you're teaching us in ways we didn't expect or we didn't want, but that those ways are good and beautiful. God, we love you, we trust you, and we praise you. It's in the name of Jesus we pray, amen.
Amen.
Thank y'all so much for listening. Since the kingdom is not built in the media room, it is our hope that you take these ideas into real life conversations with friends, family, and the Lord. Be sure to find us anywhere you can scroll at Camp Chioga and live knowing that you are loved.